This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. Early Friday, the White House announced that the president, in consultation with his national security team, has approved a new strategy for Iran. Lawmakers say Trump will no longer certify the Iran nuclear deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, though he will not urge Congress to reapply sanctions. This is a more confrontational stance towards Iran, but it stops short of abandoning the two-year-old deal altogether. Football icon George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are early frontrunners in Liberia's presidential election. But officials said only one-third of the ballots had been counted on Thursday, 3 days after the vote. Election Commission Chairman Jerome Corcoyo warned that no winner had yet been declared and that all parties should wait for vote counting to end.
Candidates and political parties should also be patient and await the official result and not rush to premature conclusions. The Commission is committed to the timely release of results, but this cannot be done at the expense of accuracy.
The Liberty Party, however, wants counting to stop, citing irregularities and fraud. With 20 people running for the West African nation's highest office, analysts do not believe anyone will win over 50% of the vote, forcing a runoff in November. The death toll from devastating floods and landslides in north and central Vietnam has jumped to 54 in one of the deadliest weather disasters to hit the country in years. Rescuers were desperately searching for 39 people still missing after heavy rains pounded several provinces this week, with forecasters warning of another major storm heading towards the country. This is VOA.